SBS Radio.
Iktar minn nofs id-dar residenzjali tal-anzjani fl-Awstralja m'għandhomx biżejjed impjegati skont xhieda li nstemat fil-Kummissjoni Rjali dwar il-kura tal-anzjani. F'dan il-qasam il-Kummissjoni qiegħda tiffoka fuq l-industrija tax-xogħol fil-kura tal-anzjani. Il-unions li jirrappreżentaw il-ħaddiema jgħidu li tant huma mobbija bix-xogħol li kważi nofshom iridu jħallu l-impjieg tagħhom. Rosemary Day li hija waħda minnhom tħobb xogħla u ilha taħdem f'dan il-qasam għal iktar minn 10 snin. Tispjega Rosemary.
Like some of the clients that I see, they don't see anybody else. I'm the only person they see all day, all week. You know, our visits are the only visits they have from the outside world because they don't leave their homes.
Intant Dale tajt li ma tistax tqatta ħin daqskemm tixtieq mal-pazjenti anzjani tagħha. Tajt li ħafna drabi kollha biss 15-il minuta biex iżżur minn pazjent għal ieħor. Ġewwa Sidni din mhijiex ħaġa faċli. Hija tajt li anke iż-żmien allokat biex tieħu ħsieb il-klijenti tagħha mhux biżejjed.
Sometimes these clients have got a half an hour service and really it's not enough. They need more so that they get a slower service, they're not rushed, and then they're safer then too. That's the other side you've got to look at. It's okay to say half an hour, but you know, that can be quite rushed if you're not having a good day, you've had a bad night and you can't walk very well that day. It's not really enough time.
Skont stħarriċ ta' kważi 5,000 ħaddiem fil-kura tal-anzjani stħarriċ ikkummissjonat minn United Voice u l-Union ta' Servizzi tas-Saħħa, 9 minn kull 10 ħaddiema jgħidu li mobbija wisq bix-xogħol biex ikunu kapaċi joffru support emozzjonali tajjeb lill-klijenti tagħhom. Barra dan 4 minn kull 10 ħaddiema għandhom il-pjan li jħallu dan is-settur fi żmien 5 snin. Carolyn Smith hija direttur nazzjonali tal-kura tal-anzjani ta' United Voice, hija titkellem dwar ir-riżultati ta' dan l-istħarriċ.
Look, the results of the survey are pretty disturbing, but unfortunately not surprising. The clear theme that's emerging out of this survey is a complete lack of time to care. We see 90% of aged care workers saying they have to rush the elderly. They have to rush residents and care recipients. These are old, frail people, sometimes who have dementia, and some of the basic care such as showering, feeding, caring for those older Australians, we see them having to rush.
Fil-faċilitajiet tal-anzjani, 3 minn kull 4 ħaddiema jgħidu li jħossu nuqqas ta' impjegati f'dan l-aħħar sentejn, waqt li 8 minn kull 10 ħaddiema li jaħdmu fid-djar stess tal-klijenti anzjani jgħidu li għandhom bżonn ta' iktar taħriġ. Ir-riżultati tal-istħarriġ kienu pubblikati fil-jum meta l-Kummissjoni Rjali dawret l-attenzjoni tagħha lejn is-settur tal-ħaddiema f'dan il-qasam. Bdiet billi semgħet xhieda mill-koawtur ta' studju li kien mitlub minnha stess. L-assistent konsulent Peter Rosen jgħid fil-qosor x'ħareġ minn din xhieda.
The report, co-authored by Professor Eger and her colleagues, uses a 5-star rating system to define adequacy of care staffing levels. 1 or 2 stars is characterized by the report authors as denoting unacceptable levels of staffing, and 5 stars is best practice. The report indicates that more than half of all Australian aged care residents are in homes that have 1 or 2 star staffing levels. In other words, Professor Eger's opinion is that more than half of Australia's residential aged care homes have unacceptably low numbers of staff by international standards.
Ir-rapport transitorju tal-Kummissjoni Rjali mistenni jkun ippubblikat fil-ġimgħat li ġejjin.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.